Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I'm going to follow up today with what I started yesterday, and I mentioned yesterday it's been a little bit of an unusual week for my program. I talked about Canada School on Monday and then about the homegoing of my good friend, Dr. Pat Creed, who was our Caribbean director here for many years. And then yesterday, I shared that as I left that funeral for Brother Creed, I had a message from my good friend, Terry Jones, that his wife, Kay, had had a very serious surgery. And then several days later, Kay graduated to heaven. And let me just tell you the rest of that story. Terry and Kay were very close, had a wonderful marriage, and had two wonderful children, and they worked down in Costa Rica and then ended up back in the United States and served as our Mexico and Central America field director. And I got to add this about Terry and Kay. Terry was Alabama to the core. I mean, in his office here, he had Bear Bryant's hat. He had a picture. He had everything Alabama you could imagine. And it was serious, serious stuff for him, but very Alabama. Well, his wife, after a surgery, went on to heaven, and a few weeks went by, and Terry, actually a little over 5 weeks had passed. Terry had gone over to Greenville, South Carolina, to speak in a missions conference in a Spanish-speaking church, and he preached Wednesday night, and he preached Thursday night. On Thursday night, a lady got saved. Well, then on Friday, that afternoon, Terry got very weak, and started going in and out of consciousness. And they took him to the hospital there in Greenville, South Carolina, and found out that he had blood clots in his lungs. And they tried medication, and then they tried surgery. And that was Friday night, all night. Dr. Snyder, myself, we were on the phone back and forth talking and praying and talking with the Jones children. One lived in Idaho, another one in Michigan. And that Saturday morning, March the 21st of this year, my good friend Terry Jones graduated to heaven. Less than 6 weeks after his wife Kay, and of course, he's there now with Kay, and they left great memories behind. The funeral was held at Shenandoah Baptist Church up in Cleveland, Tennessee, and it was both services. Kay's funeral and Terry's funerals were not sad times at all. They were times of rejoicing and thanking the Lord for the faithful testimony of these two dear saints of God. Well, just a few minutes after Brother Terry had moved on to heaven, Dr. Snyder called me and he said, "Now, Brother Godfrey, I'm going to send an email to all the missionaries with BIMI in Mexico and Central America. And if you will accept, I'm going to include your email address and your cell phone number." So as soon as that happened on that Saturday morning early, like 6:30 in the morning, I became the acting Mexico and Central America field director. Now, you all don't know how busy I stay, but it wasn't like I was looking for something else to do. And that day, missionaries were calling me from Honduras and other countries in Central America, and they were crying and weeping because they were shocked at the homecoming of Brother Jones. It was not expected. He was only 69 years old. Well, I've been the field director ever since, and we're getting someone else to come in now to take that spot permanently. But I would ask that you pray for me and then pray for Brother Terry Jones and their family. Terry and Kay are in heaven, but pray that God would help their family as they go through this very trying time in their lives.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.